Earlier this month, the North Carolina Child Fatality Task Force released information about child death or child fatality rates for the year 2017 in North Carolina. Some good numbers after a few years of stagnation in the child mortality rate. The mortality rate went down a little bit in 2017, lowest rate, in fact, since 2013. So some good news there, some lingering concerns, though. And for more on that, we're joined by Kella Hatcher. She is the executive director of the North Carolina Child Fatality Task Force. Kella, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
So let's start with the good news. The child death rate in North Carolina was down this year, and that's after a few years of not a whole lot of movement at all. So tell us a little bit more about the numbers, and what do you attribute the decline to?
Well, you know, Aaron, this year the overall child death rate, and I should say for 2017 as opposed to this year, because that's the most recent data we have, the rate in 2017 was 57 deaths per 100,000 North Carolina resident children ages 0 to 17, and that's a slight improvement over recent years. As you mentioned, it's very close to the lowest rate and the lowest rate since creation of the task force and the larger child fatality prevention system in 1991. Since 1991, that child death rate has almost been cut in half. But as you mentioned, in recent years, that rate had stagnated. So seeing the slight improvement this year was encouraging.
What do you attribute the improvement to? Were there policy changes or societal changes that led to it?
You know, when the rates are fluctuating as slightly as they are, there's not really one thing to point to for the slight improvement. However, since two-thirds of all child deaths are of infants, rates are largely driven by infant mortality rates, which in 2017 were close to their lowest ever. So that helps keep the total rate lower.
And in terms of sort of the long-term decline that we've seen since 1991, that's a pretty significant change for the child death rate to be cut in half just in the space of a generation. So what do you think the causes of that are?
You know, I mean, there are a lot of reasons for that improvement. Certainly, you've got a lot of medical advancements. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about policy changes, I mean, there's no one thing. It's just a combination of policy advancements. Everything from looking at the graduated driver's license system that all of our kids now participate in and that we didn't used to have, that kind of policy was something that came through the task force, as were policies related to child safety seats and how long our kids have to stay in those seats. Also, a lot of policy priorities around funding programs that really will prevent child deaths and promote health and well-being for children.
Well, all of that is the good news or the positive news from this particular report, and also taking a look back at the last 25 years or so. Some lingering concerns, though, still with the numbers. What are some of the most significant ones that you're seeing?
You know, the suicide rate in 2017 was the same as 2016. It was 1.9 per 100,000 children, and that's definitely higher than rates we were seeing 5 or 10 years ago. This increase reflects the national trend, and the task force has worked really hard in recent years on the issues of youth suicide. We study the data, we hear from experts, and we examine what experts are telling us are promising strategies for prevention. So we've made some recommendations in recent years related to suicide, some of which we're going to continue to try to advance because we know this is a really important issue. Another issue that is really important to continue addressing is firearm safety. Firearms are the lethal means in nearly half of youth suicides and more than half of youth homicides. And each year there are hundreds of firearm-related emergency department visits and hospitalizations for North Carolina kids. So, for example, we've talked about this in the task force, that in North Carolina, over 40% of residents own a firearm, yet only about half of North Carolina gun owners keep their gun secured, which is in a gun cabinet or with a trigger or cable lock. So in 2017, the task force convened a diverse group of stakeholders to make recommendations for an initiative aimed at education and awareness around safe storage of firearms. So launching a statewide firearm safety initiative is now a recommendation of the task force, and we developed that through a very intentional process that considered data along with the perspectives of a very diverse group of folks who were part of that stakeholder group.
Right, we're speaking with Kella Hatcher, Executive Director of the North Carolina Child Fatality Task Force. We're talking about a report that has just been released, taking a look at child mortality data from 2017 in North Carolina. Kella, you mentioned suicide as being a leading cause of death and firearm safety as being a concern. I know another thing that you're concerned about is deaths from motor vehicle accidents. What are the numbers there, and what is the task force recommending?
That's right. Well, motor vehicle accidents are by far the most common type of unintentional injury death to North Carolina children. It always has been and remains a top concern. And so, for example, we've been trying to close a gap in North Carolina's seatbelt law, and we've also been looking at strengthening impaired driving laws. Things like that really can make a difference, and we had experts come into the task force to talk about how the types of changes that we are proposing really could save lives. So we'll continue to work on those kinds of policy changes.
And we've been talking about the fatality rate in general. Are there demographic disparities, any particular kids that might be at higher risk?
You know, looking at the death rates by race and ethnicity, for example, we continue to see disparities. An example is that the rate of deaths for black children is more than twice that of deaths of white children. And health disparities are an issue of focus by the task force, and we think that attention to social determinants of health is going to be a major factor in helping us achieve health equity.
Speaking again with Kella Hatcher, North Carolina Child Fatality Task Force. So you mentioned some recommendations regarding motor vehicle safety, firearm safety, suicide prevention. What are some of the other recommendations that the task force is looking to get implemented in the coming years?
Another recommendation that we talked about this year, Aaron, relates to infants. As I mentioned before, deaths of infants make up 2/3 of all child deaths. And our perinatal health committee works hard on issues that affect infant mortality. And improving access to quality health care, addressing smoking during pregnancy, and expanding programs that address education and awareness for infant safe sleep practices are the kinds of things that we've been working on. This year in particular, we have had a focus on infant safe sleep. Few people are aware of how many infants die in unsafe sleep environments, but we heard data from the chief medical examiner's office this year, and the task force is recommending increased state funding to support a program that is all about education and awareness for parents and caregivers about safe sleep practices.
And just as we begin to wrap up the conversation, we mentioned some public policy recommendations. What are some things that individuals can do to improve the situation or to keep their own kids safer?
Aaron, you know, there are an awful lot of common sense things that I think that parents just integrate into their daily lives. And just staying vigilant about those safety things that we've all been told are important, but we need to remember really do make a difference, whether it's the helmet on the child riding the bike or the seatbelt in the back seat. These kinds of things really have been shown to save lives over the years.
And then,
so common sense safety.
And then finally, what else should people know about the data that we're seeing now from 2017, and where can people go to find out more information?
Sure. Well, on the website for the Child Fatality Task Force, we have our press release posted that talks about the data and also has links to the data. You can also go to the State Center for Health Statistics website. There's quite a bit of information available, both state-level and county-level information.
And the Child Fatality Task Force is on the North Carolina government website. Google NC Child Fatality Task Force. It'll come right up. Kella Hatcher, Executive Director of the Child Fatality Task Force, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. We appreciate your interest.